This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Second hour of Wednesday broadcast. Hello.
Love our Wednesdays.
We are watching closely as Ryan Buckley sweats out a bet on Lamar basketball.
You're headed towards Turdville.
Tonight. They are down 11. He bet them plus 13.5, I believe. Is that what he... That's the number. Right.
And you told me I had it.
There's a minute left.
I did not.
Well,
it's still close.
Yeah,
it looked like a tasty little piece of action.
It did, but they have since crapped the bed, as it were. Yeah. But you know, still a chance.
Hey, but they're taking starters off the floor on the McNeese side, so
it's good for you.
Yeah, that is good for you. You just need a couple garbage threes.
But see, what happens usually though is doesn't like the kid who is the bench warmer walk on at McNeese?
They let him shoot or whatever.
Yeah, he wants to get some shots.
Yeah, but usually the other team's like best player can cook him once or twice before that happens. So you know, we'll see. Big three. No.
I don't know what the line was, but did you see the Pacers last night? Did you see?
Oh, that was incredible.
Was that a 4-point play?
That was a 4-point play. Like if you had the Bucks like on a money line bet or whatever. So
that foul was atrocious.
Yeah,
but the shot was incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of back and forth. Milwaukee's trying to hit some free throws to close it out. Dame hits two to go up by three with like 4 or 5 seconds left. Halliburton comes down from the corner and literally falling out of bounds, flings one up and Giannis hits him and he makes it and then knocks. And you're like, at least if you're a Milwaukee fan, you're like, the worst thing that happens is a tie. Wrong. He hits it. 4-point play. Bucks lose.
Wow. They lost by one?
Yeah, lost by one.
Oh my God.
I think Giannis threw up a prayer down at the other end. It didn't go in, but one of just the sillier plays that you will see. How do you foul on that, and how the hell did it go in?
Was it a foul?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He clobbered him. Yeah, there was just too much momentum closing out the shooter.
But it wasn't like Halliburton didn't even get to set up for a shot. He literally just started running to the corner and then kind of flung himself sideways.
Well, that's what made the shot amazing is that he's coming towards the guy who's passing him the ball, and he's going at full speed, and he gets the shot up, and he keeps flying at full speed, like, right towards the baseline.
Yeah, like, there's just no way that should go in, and yet it did.
Man, I like Halliburton. Nice player.
Yeah.
Right?
He was on the gold medal, the redeem team or whatever the hell that thing was.
Yeah, unlike Jason Tatum, he embraced the fact he didn't play at all, and he did the when you get an A on the class project and sat in the back doing nothing, holding up his gold medal.
He seems like a good dude.
He did. He was fun in that because he understood. He understood the role.
Yep.
Although the difference is, dude, Tatum had just won.
Tatum was a borderline MVP.
Yes, he was a borderline MVP. He had just won the NBA title and was the finals MVP. And yeah, that's Might be a little hard to realize that no one cares. Sit your ass down.
We'll get to our TikTok segment next. Do you want another? It's not really a bad beat, but I guess it kind of is. It's a weird beat.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Pacers Bucks. Like, if you had the Bucks money line, that's a tough way to lose your money.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I don't know if you've been following any of the John Calipari stuff.
Not really.
Okay, so he's now the coach at Arkansas.
Yes.
And they're okay this year. No. He's fighting to get in the tournament. I think they're in the tournament, but they've lost 12 games. They've had a couple injuries here lately. So he needs to win games in the SEC tournament. He played South Carolina today, fresh off of just 2 days ago saying he doesn't give a rip about the SEC tournament.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't care about it.
Okay.
And everybody's like, well...
But don't they kind of need
it?
Well, yes.
You care?
Yeah, that's what... Everybody's like, well, why would you say that? You need to win games. And he's like, well, when I was at Kentucky, I didn't really care about it, which is why we won it so much. So I don't know.
He's doing like a reverse jinx sort of thing. I don't care, therefore we'll care.
Well, he did another one today. So the spread on this game, get this, the spread on the game is 3.5.
I was on this game.
Who'd you have?
I ended up pushing it. I had
you
Arkansas
got it at
by
four. You got it at four.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I saw it, the spread was Arkansas -3.5. Okay. They are favored to win by 3.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
They win by four, you get your money. They win by three, you lose your money.
Sure.
Okay. We are at Arkansas, by the way, was up like 20 in the game.
Oh, yeah. And even down the stretch, they're up like 11, 13. Yeah. Like...
Well, it comes down to the wire. And Arkansas is on the free throw line. Up three with 2 seconds left. Okay, they're up three.
Sure.
With 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
On the free throw line.
Yeah.
So if you bet Arkansas, you're like, oh my God, make this free throw.
Yeah. You just got to. Was it a 1-1 or was it you shoot?
This was the second of the. He already made the first.
Oh, already made the first.
So he makes this.
It's over. You win.
It gets the. Yeah, because they're going to chuck a 2 second prayer. Not, yeah. Okay. So Calipari tells him to miss the free throw.
Oh, no.
Yes. The kid banks it in,
which was, it was an accident, but that's the right thing to do. Make it a two-possession game.
Yeah, yes. Why would you miss it?
Well, because Calipari's thinking is, the and he says he has done this before, he's like, if you just leave it on that side of the court, they're not going to get a
Well, but if you make it a four-point game, they can't get two possessions.
Trust me, I'm with you on this. Oh, that's a dumb thing to tell
there
the guy to do.
There is some gambler sitting there right now just crapping his pants.
Well, and that was on the heels of their big man, like, help getting the ball, breaking the press, and then he did the thing where he tried to just throw the ball high up in the air to like let the clock run out from the 3-point line, and he got his crap blocked, like a blocked shot, and the other team went the other way for a layup.
I've been betting some college basketball this year. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of it. It is bananas how much dumb crap happens in college basketball. It is totally Thunderdome. These kids, some of them are total morons, and they have no idea what they're doing, and it's really funny to watch.
Well, and that's just college sports in general, because the practice schedules are, the guys are so young and undisciplined, you don't get enough time to practice some, so you get this anarchy.
I mean, I think in basketball, you can just see it more on TV. Like, I'm sure this happens in football, too. It's just... Yeah. You don't see it as much?
It's more obvious when something happens in basketball. I can't believe how many times in the NCAA tournament, the final 30 seconds, someone will come out of a timeout and seemingly with no plan whatsoever, and you're like, how? How did you sit in a timeout for a minute and a half and come up with that?
I have concepts of a plan.
Well, and you will watch some glorious gacks. I mean, teams 100%. Will be up 15 or 20 points.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of that Gonzaga St. Mary's game last night?
I did.
Did you see their combined stats?
Yeah, that was ugly.
They made one three-pointer. One. They were like one of 27 combined.
I will pull up. They were the first team ever. I
saw this too.
Who, Gonzaga?
To make 3% of their three-pointers.
Yeah, Gonzaga had basically, it was the worst conference championship performance in history that led to a win.
Wow.
I'll pull up the stats because it was like, it's alarming. All right, here. Gonzaga is the only Division I team in the last 25 seasons, any game, to score under 60 points, shoot under 10% from the three-point line, get out rebounded by 15 or more, and still win the game.
Wow.
Division I teams had been 0-121 over the last 25 seasons when putting up those numbers.
That's crazy.
And they won the conference.
Well, St. Mary's couldn't hit anything.
I know, but that's not even a conference. Like, just think about some BS conference game against Tallahassee JUCO somewhere, and you couldn't pull that out. And you did that against a top 25 team?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was sitting there watching the end of that going, these two teams don't have a prayer in the tournament.
No.
was looking at them going, eh.
Yeah, my buddy went to Gonzaga. He's a big Zags guy.
This year,
he goes, dude, I have spent so little time. Because he's like, this is not worth my time and energy to be disappointed.
Look at the Zags getting a little, getting some KU vibes. That's how I feel as a KU fan. I'm like, whatever. It's all great.
Now they're both going on an Elite Eight runs. Watch.
I don't think so, man.
Well, he is. I mean, he goes up every year and sees like the battle in Seattle. I mean, he's a big Zags guy, and
it's not their year.
He just is like, whatever.
Their offense is really bad. Other than Nembhard. Nembhard's pretty good. Oh, we got the cover, ladies and gentlemen. Lamar covers. Oh,
9-point margin.
Only lost by 9. God, what a bet.
Hey, just remember, good teams win. Great teams cover. Way to go, the Lamar Cardinals.
Lamar covers. McNeese is headed to the big dance with Will Wade.
Who the hell are the Lamar Cardinals, by the way?
And the coolest team manager in basketball.
Yeah, have you seen that?
No.
You got to look that up.
For McNeese?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's this bespectacled, shorter, I think, Indian man who comes out with a giant boombox and knows the lyrics to every rap song that hypes the team up. And he's like, he's kind of become this quasi-mascot and internet sensation.
Now, I got to be careful, but when you're describing this, is this like a...
He looks like a team manager.
Is he a normal? Never mind. You know what? I'm just gonna shut up. I'm gonna ask the question. I'll just look it up.
I know what you mean.
You know what?
I would not say this is a charity type situation.
Like, does he have a radio situation going on? Are they gonna make a movie?
I don't think they let him do this. I think this is something that he earned.
Okay. Just the way
I don't know about that.
The way you describe that leads me to believe that this is a special situation.
Well, go check out Amir Khan is his name.
He's great. He's got good vibes.
Okay.
It's all about vibes, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, March Madness is going to be... I love March Madness. It's so fun. You know?
Well, yeah.
It's the best.
Here on The Fan.
Some people say it's the best thing in sports.
Some people.
Well, I mean...
They would be wrong.
If you don't like... college basketball, then it's not going to do anything.
Well, the fact that you roll from the Final Four right into the first week of the Masters, that is greatness.
That is great. And it's just the format of the tournament, which makes it so much fun. Everybody fills out brackets and everything. But I will say the product in college basketball has gotten better because guys are sticking around.
Yes.
Because of NIL. So you will see, I think, for those of you who just watched the tournament and haven't watched the season, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the level of play compared to the past several years.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Yes.
That said, you will see all kinds of weird stuff because it's the tournament and it's teams, they choke and they can't play offense, you know, or you get a guy who's like, I don't know. It's just, it's fun. It's a funny watch, basketball.
Well, it's the same thing as college football. It's not a good product.
It's not.
It's not. But...
but they're trying.
They're trying.
Bless their little hearts.
And the format lends itself to interesting outcomes. And the fact that even the good teams go through the moments, as you said, where you're like, "What the hell?" It lends itself to upsets and being able to keep teams hanging around. And it's good. It's not like the best team just automatically cakewalks through. So it's great.
All right. Well, Lamar gets the cover. Ryan Buckley is hot. You can find his picks at 1-900-BET-BIG with 2 G's.
He's got confirmed information.
Confirmed information. He wants to go 5-0 for you.
He wants to. Otherwise, the season's free, even though it's probably free anyway.
Season's already free, baby. Yeah.
All right. Old man hating TikTok is next on The Fan. All right. Now to the TikTok story. TikTok is an app. The kids love it.
It was banned, and then it wasn't banned.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Everything's computer.
I was going to ask what the latest is on that.
I think we're fine.
Yeah. Why? What changed?
I don't know. The POTUS said that it was okay again, and who knows?
Okay. So is it still owned by China?
I believe so. Yeah, because the whole thing was...
China!
It was owned by China, and then we were accusing them of like, data farming, and we had, congressional hearings over it.
And the TikTok in the U.S. was different than the TikTok in China.
Yes, so the idea was is that if TikTok were to continue, it had to sell to a U.S. company, or at least a non-Chinese company. And then that deadline came, and so for like a 48-hour period, I think TikTok was banned, and then...
And maybe not even that, it might have been like 12 hours.
And then the POTUS came back and was like, everyone loves me, it's great again. And now we made TikTok great again, and it's...
Yeah, he saved TikTok after being the one who led the charge to ban TikTok.
So
I like that. Well, you know who is not having it?
Oh, I do know.
Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Rich Rodriguez is back at West Virginia. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Mm-hmm. First year back.
Former coach at Arizona. Then he went somewhere else, and now West Virginia brought him back.
Well, he was in Michigan. He was at Arizona. And
Well, I know, but he went somewhere after Arizona, and I can't remember where it was. But he's resurrected his career. He did a good enough job.
Oh, you know what? It was somewhere strange. It was like Jacksonville State or something like that.
Jacksonville State for 2 years.
Yeah, he did a good enough job there that West Virginia's like, all right, fine, come back.
Yeah.
So he's back, and he has banned TikTok for his team.
Yeah.
He says his players cannot shake their rumps on TikTok. Because for you olds, you dance on there.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, but there's a lot of dancing.
Yeah. That's a lot of it.
A lot of dancing.
So he said, here's his quote. He says, it's like, look, we try to have a hard edge or whatever, and you're in there and in your tights dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want.
Yeah. And he does have a little bit of that Southern drawl.
Yes. He says he prefers his squad focus more on being a team. He says, it promotes individuals, and he doesn't like that. He says, quote, I'm allowed to do that. I can have rules. 20 years from now, if they want to be sitting in their pajamas in the basement eating Cheetos and watching TikTok or whatever the hell, they can go at it. Smoking cannabis, whatever. Knock yourself out.
Did he really say that?
End quote. Yes, these are real. This is not ball sacked. I had to look this up to make sure it was legit. This is from TMZ.
Well, I saw that he banned TikTok, but that he's...
Yeah, that's... I mean, could you... Could you be any more old man yelling at the clouds than that?
Yeah, could you be out of touch?
He added, quote, I hope our focus can be on winning football games. How about let's win the football game and not worry about winning the TikTok?
Wow.
End quote.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Yeah.
So they can just dance on Instagram or they can...
No, I think that's out too. Once he sees that, he's going to be pissed.
Huh.
He's going to ban that. So you know who else did this?
What do you got?
Well, he didn't ban it. But there was another football coach who saw his kids dancing, his players dancing on TikTok.
Mm.
And he only saw that because his daughter showed him something on TikTok.
Okay.
And she follows a lot of his players. And so he was like, wait, what is that? And he's like, and his daughter was like, that's so-and-so, you're a cornerback.
Sure.
Doing bits.
He didn't like that.
He didn't like that. And so he now, he doesn't ban them,
mm-hmm.
but he has them do dance. He has their strength and conditioning guy do workout TikToks. Matt Rhule. So if I were to list the top five coaches most likely to ban players from TikTok, neither of those two guys would be in my top five.
No.
So if you had Matt Rhule and Rich Rodriguez, you're getting paid. I would have said Dabo Swinney, Brian Kelly, certainly Bill Belichick, and maybe a Kirk Ferentz. Or Mike Gundy.
Yeah.
Those would be the five that I think would...
Dabo would be at the top of my list because...
Jesus, it's a dadgum mistake.
Jesus would tell him that TikTok is evil. And he builds his programs on name, image, and likeness of the Lord.
Now, if you have five coaches most likely to embrace players using TikTok, who would they be? Because we know one.
Can I add one to your list? Your first list?
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal.
See, I debated on him.
He's down in Miami.
He's in Miami.
He can't.
Really?
No.
He's got to let that.
He's such a hardo.
Well, I think in an ideal world, I think you're right.
But he would.
But circumstantially, Miami, he can't?
I think at Miami, he cannot. I think it's too... It's
yeah, I get that.
Yeah. It's
cultural.
It's too cultural. Lanning would embrace TikTok. I think Lane would embrace TikTok. I think Sark...
I had those two on my list.
Lane has been on TikTok with his daughter.
Yeah, Sark would embrace it. I bet you Dion would embrace it.
He did, because Hunter and all those guys were on there.
I could see that. Well, it's one of those things, dude.
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, if the kids like it, it's really hard to draw a hard line. Although, it was... I remember... This was a number of years ago when TikTok really started to blow up. I think it was Texas. The Texas players got together, and they were doing... dance videos in the locker room, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, if you tried to do that, like when I played, someone would beat your ass. Like that's just, but now it's just, it's what they do. It's what they do.
Like, why is it such a thing
it's not,
with these old guys? I mean, it's like, dude, wake up.
Because it's not what you, it is the least manly thing. The idea of football players in that Texas video dressing up in skin tight spandex suits, basically. And then doing little choreographed dances with each other. I'm sorry.
What?
That is the least manly thing. Okay. My offensive line coach, who was the saltiest, oldest man, he would call you a homophobic slur and then like hit you with a bike chain if he saw you do that. And that's just a lot of football, man. I'm gay. There's still that very, what did Rich Rod said? He wants an edge.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of homophobic edges when it comes to football, and you have to be manly. And TikTok, you just can't think of anything less manly than dancing.
In nature, football is like the gladiator warfare sport, yes. Right? And then you talk and you throw a choreographed dance in behind it. It's like saying that like Greco-Roman wrestling and synchronized swimming should go together. They don't.
They don't.
I'll find a clip. You don't know. You never got into fighting or UFC or anything like that.
No.
There was a look up Don Fry.
Don Fry.
Yeah. Just do yourself a favor and look up old Don.
The industry pioneer in UFC,
yes.
Bellator, and all things MMA.
Yes. If you were to take an American flag and
he
give
looks
it,
like Burt Reynolds.
And give it a S ton of steroids.
Or not Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds?
Do you want to go Burt?
No. Who's Magnum P.I.?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. He looks like Tom Selleck. Bloated Tom Selleck.
If Tom Selleck was on a ton of steroids. Don Fry, I believe, is made out of iron. I don't think he was conceived. I think he was forged. And there is a great clip of Don Fry that circles around out there where he talks about men today. And he brings up TikTok and the dancing thing. And there's just those guys.
The Neanderthals.
Yeah,
man.
There's an edge to them that they will never understand. Men not being, quote, men.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
That was a drop. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find the Don Fry quote for you, because it's great. It's recent. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and he's just up there, and he's not happy about today's metrosexual men.
Yeah. The world is passing guys like that by, and they grasp harder and harder and harder. It's so sad.
Well, Richard.
They're just like they're like insecure. Like, what's funny about that to me is that they're supposed to be like the traditional, like their idea of man is tough.
Yeah.
And yet they're the exact opposite because they're so sensitive about that. Right? It's like you're not tough at all.
Yeah. There's an ultimate irony there.
The ultimate irony is you reek of insecurity.
You want to do the like men who act like men thing, but by acting sensitive about it, you're being the opposite of what you think people should be.
By acting tough like that, most people look at that and it's an eye roll because it's like, oh my God, who harmed you as a child, yeah. Right? Like you're just a little baby inside.
Yeah.
But they don't see that.
No.
And good luck convincing him of that.
And you won't. And so you don't
not
try
that you
to.
Need to.
Well, that, and I wouldn't try to convince Don Fry, because I think Don Fry is like 65 and would still rip my spleen out. There's just guys like that that just came from a... Don't we all know that grandfather that fought in a couple wars, and he's just... They're just... It was a different time, and they were forged a different way.
I have something for you here. You said Dabo Swinney would not be on TikTok. The text line reminding me he was on TikTok, and we even have audio of Dabo doing a little nursery rhyme on TikTok.
Okay.
Hickory dickory dock, okay. The mouse ran up the clock. Coach Sweeney's got that drip, and now he's on TikTok.
That didn't even rhyme.
Not really.
Hey, but you know what? I give him a credit for trying.
Do you?
Yes. Yes, at least he's not Rich Rodriguez. There's nothing wrong with kids dancing on TikTok. They're kids. This is how they communicate. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They're trying to get chicks, man, or other dudes, whatever. It's 2025.
I ate ass, man. There's a lot of people out there that see the world through the Don Fry lens, and they think it was a better world back then.
Yeah, all right.
The
good
whole
luck,
movement.
Good luck with
where
that.
The men acted like men.
That's right. Where the men were men.
Go watch Yellowstone, okay?
Well, that is why that was the number one show in America.
Exactly.
You asked why that show was popular.
It allowed men to feel like men.
Right there.
Right there. Yeah.
All right, up next in the news, guns, man. Speaking of that guy, Don Fry.
Oh, yeah.
Like him some guns, probably.
Oh, Don likes.
Gotta have guns to show that I'm a man.
Actually, I don't think so. I think no one has ever looked at Don Fry and thought to themselves, that's not a man.
That's next on In the News. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you guys doing out there, all you high tea bros?
I would love to see you. Do you have the Don Fry thing yet, Buckley?
I do not have it yet. I will have it in matter moments.
Yeah, I would love to see you and Don Fry sit down for like a nice meal.
No, believe me, I know Don Fry.
I've never
heard of Don Fry, but yeah. There are a million guys like Don Fry, and they're all the same.
I would love to just see that interaction, and you two try to find some sort of common ground.
God.
You and Don Fry's mustache.
His high tea. Should I tell him about my high tea idea?
I would love to hear Don Fry's reaction to your 33% less tea in men.
The world needs 33.6 less testosterone.
Yes.
If low tea is always such a bad thing, which it is, why do we not talk about high tea being a bad thing? Because I give you Exhibit A, Don Fry.
It's got the text line. Don Fry's mustache has more testosterone than my entire body. Don Fry looks like he consumes a pint of ram's blood from the skull of his enemy for breakfast every morning. Yes, he does. And he was known as the Predator.
This is in the news, March 12, 2025. Oh, I screwed that up.
Yeah, March 2025, this is...
Time for In the News!
Hey! March 12th.
March 12th, yeah.
What did
I
say?
In the year of our Lord.
March 2025.
Oh my God, how many ways did I screw that up?
That happens to
us. Can we start over? Start over.
You can.
Can you turn that off? Please? Please?
And it makes me sad.
It is March 12th, 2025. It's time for In the News! I'm your Notre Newsman. Hello, thank you.
So much better.
Thank you.
We'll edit that out for the DVD.
Yeah. Yes. The commemorative DVD of today's program. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Girl Scout Day.
Oh, not Girl Scout Cookie Day, just Girl Scouts?
Yeah, this was like the day they were founded.
Can I ask, do the Girl Scouts do anything besides sell cookies?
I don't know.
I,
I don't know what's going on with the Girl Scouts these days.
I think the whole thing's a front just to sell billions of dollars worth of cookies, but none of my daughters ever did Girl Scouts. I don't know anyone that did Girl Scouts. I just know that they sell very mid cookies, and then people make you feel guilty if you don't buy them.
There's also National Milky Way Day, like the candy bar. Good little candy bar.
Yeah, look, I've never gone out of my way to have a Milky Way bar, but I wouldn't turn down a Milky Way.
You know what the worst thing that ever happened to the Milky Way bar is?
The Snickers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, they were a bit like Coke and Pepsi, like they were just sort of compared to one another.
Yeah.
And of course, Snickers is a superior candy bar.
Sure. They're identical, except one has nuts.
But they taste different. I mean, Snickers is more popular than Milky Way.
Yes, it is, but the only difference is that Snickers has peanuts.
No, you're completely off on this.
Don't they both have nougat and chocolate and caramel?
They taste nothing alike.
Because of the peanuts.
No.
No, yeah, I'm with Sook on this.
The Milky, they both have caramel, but the Milky Way has some sort of,
yeah,
I don't know, the Milky Way has some sort of weird fluff to it.
That's the nougat.
Yeah, but the Snickers, it's, they don't taste this. If you added nuts to a Milky Way, you would not get a Snickers bar.
You'd have less nougat.
That's weird. It's, I can't tell you the exact difference, but they're not the same.
Mounds and almond joy.
Yeah, that is not the case here. Are we all looking up the difference between Milky Way and Snickers?
I think that's what we're doing. We're all Googling if you're wondering.
I'm not. I'm standing by it until someone disproves me.
Yeah.
It's America. You have to prove
both
that I'm wrong
bars
first.
Share a similar base of nougat and caramel. The addition of peanuts in a Snickers gives it a distinct crunchier texture and nutty flavor compared to the smoother Milky Way.
I'm also reading here that
Sounds like exactly like what I said. Same thing except peanuts.
Milky Way also is the only one with malted barley in it.
Yeah, there's a different, the Milky Way has a distinct flavor to it that the Snickers does not possess.
It must be the malted barley that everyone's after.
Yeah.
The nougat is just different. If you're saying that it's only the nuts that are, the nougat is different in the Milky Way versus Snickers.
Yeah. Because the Three Musketeers also is a nougat-centered
bar. That's nougat only.
I don't even know what nougat is, but those all have very distinct.
Let's look at that.
Nougat's the fluffy stuff.
What is nougat?
I know,
though?
But what is it?
It's
is
basically
it?
Like a chocolatey mousse, kind of, but it's like has more staying power than a mousse.
It's made from sugar or honey, whipped egg whites, and nuts.
I know that the Milky Way is a fluffier nougat than the Snickers. The Snickers has a compact nougat, whereas the Milky Way it's very fluffy. Don't even get me started on the Twix.
That
is the cookie crunch.
Guns, man.
Guns?
Yeah, I got a gun story.
What are you doing with guns?
For all you Oregonians.
Yeah. What if you're a Washingtonian?
What do you guys call the gun toters up there in Washington?
No, I told you. I saw a sticker the other day. It said Washington.
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 Yeah, Oregonian and Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It exhausts me.
A controversial gun control law has been deemed constitutional in the Oregon Court of Appeals, effectively lifting the hold on gun safety protections in the state. Of course, we approved Measure 114.
That was the one that limited, like, magazine sizes and all that, right?
But it was quickly placed on hold due to a circuit court judge's ruling that the law violated the state's constitution. Oregonians brought this measure to the ballot. They passed it. And it's the gun lobby that brought these lawsuits forward, says Jesse Marks, the executive director of the Alliance for a Safe Oregon. We intend, in partnership with all the folks who have worked on this issue, to see Oregonians' wishes through. Measure one, don't know. 114, the Reduction of Gun Violence Act, requires that someone must have a permit as well as completed criminal background check before buying a gun. In order to receive a permit, one must complete a gun safety course and prove they're not a danger to themselves or others.
And which all seem like very reasonable steps to own a weapon of destruction.
If you oppose this, you're a jackass.
But trust me, if you bring it up to Gun Guy is going to give you about... Wait, here comes the text.
Is really what I've never understood. Why does Gun Guy want someone irresponsible to get a gun?
Well, Gun Guy's about to tell
you. Here comes Don Fry.
Don Fry is going to come in and tight on this one. Tell Gun Guy that he has to take a safety class. They all have a million reasons, and trust me, you don't need to have gun conversation with Gun Guy because there is nothing you're going to do that is going to dent the fortress of solitude that Gun Guy has. It's not happening.
The law is expected to go into effect in 35 days. However, the law's challengers, including the Gun Owners of America, can further appeal the law by bringing it to a higher court.
Yeah. Don't ask Gun Guy why he needs a magazine with, like, you know,
because it's my right,
90 bullets in it, or, you know, because it just, you do. When the
it's when
they
the
breach when they breach the North Perimeter, damn it, you don't need to reload. I just keep firing.
Let's watch Cal Stanford.
I got the Red Wings Sabres on right now.
Who cares?
We're in the middle of our playoff lives right now, and I believe we've lost like 7 in a row, so I care. We've decided to suck again. And I say we because I'm back to hating this team.
Southwest Airlines is ending its free checked bags operation.
Yeah, they were the last ones, their last holdouts.
Yep. They're now going to charge you.
So now, like, Southwest has nothing unique in that you get an assigned seat and you had to pay for your bag.
Yep.
So you're just like the rest of the jackass airlines.
54-year history. They have always had free check bags. Yeah. No longer.
Boy, I could not tell you the last time I flew Southwest Airlines.
And I think they're doing away with the whole seat yourself thing, too.
Thanks for paying attention.
Is that what that started with?
Literally. Like
the great Ryan Buckley.
Ryan Buckley, everybody.
Ryan, are you paying attention?
Nope. Were you listening to the dude's story? Dude,
those are my favorite Ryan Buckley. Those are even better than the ball sack moments.
Well, not only that, but it's like he's right there. I can see you. You're clearly listening. You're not doing something else. You just spoke. You weren't listening.
I was thinking about this last night. I likened it to being at a bar with people. Like, I was in the conversation, and then I went to get a beer, and then I came back, and I clearly just didn't.
But you didn't go get a beer. You just said something 10 seconds ago.
I love it. Hey, did you guys know they're doing away with those seats? Yeah.
One industry analyst, Henry of Atmosphere Research Group, said, this is how you destroy a brand. This is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty. And this is going to send Southwest into a financial tailspin.
Well, I will ask the question. So Southwest doesn't pop up on any searches, right? You have to go to Southwest to book.
Right.
So I don't know about you, but I almost always book flights on search engines. I'm not one of those guys that's loyal to Alaska or whatever. I book off of travel sites. So you've already made it harder for me to find your flights. And now I still have to do the assigned seat thing like everyone else, and you don't have the whole check bag. So why am I taking the extra step to search for Southwest?
Yeah, I think that the idea with Southwest is always it's just been budget.
And it's really not any cheaper.
And it's not.
Believe me, because every now and then I'll be like, oh.
Sometimes it is.
I've been like, hey, I should. The last handful of times that I've been like, hey, I should check. I hate the Red Wings so much. I'll be like, hey, I should check Southwest. It's never any cheaper.
No.
Ever. Spirit's cheaper, but then you're on Spirit.
There are times where it is cheaper, but it is few and far between. I'm with you on that. And sometimes they offer different legs, times that are better for you, depending on where you're flying. But yeah, it's no, I don't know. I think Southwest sucks. I've always thought Southwest sucks. Alaska is way better than Southwest.
Yeah.
And it's not even close.
I just don't know what Southwest the shtick is anymore.
May God bless you.
Hey, Buck, do you know they're doing away with the seats?
I was going to ask if you heard about their seating policy.
Did you hear about the seating policies?
Groups,
hey, I think, too. I think the free check bags, I think those are going away.
Yeah, they used to allow you 2 free check bags, and now not anymore.
Somebody said Southwest now pops up on Kayak. Did you know that?
I did not.
I don't ever use Kayak. That's a search engine. But interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the whole thing is Southwest. You used to have to go book directly at Southwest.
Yeah. And I'd always check Southwest just to see.
I used to, and then I just stopped because I literally haven't flown Southwest in 10 plus years.
Hey, don't hold a measles party, okay?
People, no.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, boy.
Very much a thing. That next on The Fan.
What?
All right, this is in the news, March 12, 2025. Time for one more story for you. And for those of you holding measles parties, the Oregon Health Authority says don't.
I love how we've gotten so dumb that we're now bringing measles back and, like, we're encouraging measles.
Yeah.
This is where we're at.
5 years ago, I remember kids in Alabama having COVID parties thinking it was what we should be doing.
Now, you being a father of young children, have you been catching wind of any cool measles parties for your kids?
Not any cool ones, no. Just the kind of lame ones
just where
it's like
ones.
The people we don't really want to hang out with.
We're just bringing back eradicated diseases. Can't wait till polio comes back. Let's go. Hooray.
That's not great.
I don't like your cynicism. Turn that front upside down.
I can't believe how dumb
we got a new POTUS. We're making America great again.
How dumb we're all getting.
I love Tesla.
I do too. I love Tesla. I'm gonna buy one, I think.
Everything's computer.
Support my guys. Everything's computer.
I could see you in one of them cyber trucks. You'd look great. Get out there, buddy.
The Oregon Health Authority is warning families to not host measles parties to intentionally expose their children to the contagious disease.
Do we really need to
not
get the measles?
Similar to the concept of a pox party, a measles party brings a group of children together to intentionally expose them to infectious diseases like chickenpox. However, the OHA says measles, dangerous.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, extremely dangerous.
Yeah, a little more serious than the chickenpox.
Especially for children younger than 5. At worst, the virus can cause brain swelling, pneumonia, and even death.
Yeah, we had me at brain swelling.
Yeah, we had someone die in Texas not too long ago over this.
There's even evidence that measles parties combined with low vaccination rates helped fuel a measles outbreak in New York City back in 2019.
Hooray!
The concept has recently gained traction after Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican representative from Georgia, put out a message about measles parties on X.
Glad we're taking our tips from her.
She said they used to have measles parties, basically get all the kids together so that they all catch it and develop immunity. Then, when I was a kid, they did the same thing with chickenpox. Now, they demonize parents who refuse to vaccinate their kids. But the OHA says kids should instead build immunity by, getting vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to refuse to comment on this. I'm just going to shut my mouth. It's not going to end well.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
Oregon saw a total of 31 measles cases across 7 counties in 2024. That's not very many.
No.
But that's the largest outbreak in the state since 2019.
Hopefully we're smart enough to realize that we don't need measles. Again, we've eradicated it. It's over. It's done with. But no, we need to bring it back.
As the text line said, making preventable diseases great again.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Make America great,
state
bitch.
For the record, if you're taking any life advice at all from Marjorie Taylor Greene, shame on you.
Why?
All I'm saying.
What's that about?
She's space laser fame.
Shame on you. The same lady that believes that the Jews are burning down the forest with a laser. That's 100% real.
You're not?
She believes that. And we elect this woman.
I didn't.
That woman is a member of our government, our ruling class party.
What state is she from?
Georgia. Rural Georgia.
I tell you ever been to rural Georgia? Oh. It's different down there, man.
Apparently they believe that the Jews control a space laser that purposely burns down California forests so that the Jews can then seize the land and develop it.
Well, and the libs control the hurricanes, right? Wasn't that one
yes.
of the other ones?
Yes. Also, the liberal Jews also have weather control machines.
Yeah, but that's a thing, though.
Clearly. Yeah. But don't worry, they only use the hurricanes on the Republican folk.
You guys are such snowflakes.
Clearly.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that she is a member of the government.
That's your in the news for March 12, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We have scores. We have Seahawks news all next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.